مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
الحمد لله منشئ الخلق بما دام ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أنت ذا كل جيران بذي سلام ما زد دم عن جرام مقلة فيغرب عنه ناطق بفمه يا صاحي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لو نسبت قدره آياته عظاما أحيا اسمه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you probably got the mayit announcement, and that is of our little boy, little Ibrahim Kaji, and son of Maulana Muhammad Kaji, and the little boy passed away. The accident took place last night, and that was around past 10 o'clock, and major traffic announcements and that were out, but the father is still unconscious. He still doesn't know that his son has passed away and returned to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what dua should we be reading for you, O listener? You lose someone, so get it on your tongue now and learn these duas today. With it is the age of information, but you will say it is not the age of practice. Before, to access information was never just a tip of the finger. Yes, you will say that the scholars of the past, they had such knowledge that their brains were faster than the encyclopedias and faster than the tips of our fingers in the way they thought, in the way they captured information, in the way they shared information, in the way they utilize that information at that specific times. You will say these aspects here. And when it comes to this day and age, you will say, go on the internet, you will get information. And many times you will get information that is obscured. You don't know, you cannot sift out the ordinary Muhammad Abdullah. How does he sift out and find out what's right, what's wrong, what's the other day, just to find out the masala, if you just go on the internet, you'll find certain fatawa. But it doesn't say, is this for the madhab, for which madhab? So one place it said that to shave off or to cut off the hair and to cut the nails this year is it's haram to do so. You know, when you are in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned that when a person is intending to do qurbani, then he must not cut off from the nails and the hair anything. Narration of Muslim, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشَرُ وَأَرَادَ بَعْدُكُمْ أَن يُضَحِيَ فَلَا يَمَسَّ مِنْ شَعْرِهِ وَبَشَرِي شَيْئًا. He must not remove from his hair. And yes, the hukam is there. It is the instruction of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which must be obeyed. And you're going to see in these particular stanzas that this is the stress and the level that we should have, placing importance on what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. We must obey. This is the stanza. Let's introduce it to you. وَلَا تُتِعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمًا وَلَا حَكَمًا. And do not obey them both. Which is them both? The nafs and shaitan. وَلَا حَكَمًا. As do not obey them both as an enemy or as a wise person. Both ways. If they come across as wise, you don't obey them. If they come across as an enemy, still you don't obey them. Because that is the level that shaitan wants, that you get involved in all these things. And many times, how many times a group comes out, ISIS, when it came out, people didn't know much about it. Now you are seeing Abu Shabaab working with the ISIS, and you can see the IDF working with the ISIS together. They are friends and sharing shared values, shared goals, shared objectives. Abu Shabaab is operating there with the humanitarian aid, and he's holding his gun and he says he's controlling it. Meantime, when you speak to the Palestinians and the people of Gaza, they are saying that this particular person, he is looting all the aid, and he's there for a specific purpose. They placed him there for what? To work against Hamas, to work against Gaza. Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy. As you can see, the days are moving on, yet Hamas is moving strong. Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for them. And victory is soon. You can see just this morning in Los Angeles, when I looked at the picture, I thought it's the streets of South Africa. All tires being burnt and stones and rocks on the roads of Los Angeles for the third straight day, which they are protesting against Trump. And all of this sanctions he's been placing against the migrants. So what do you say about all of this? It's coming towards this level. The sifting out process, where we have to stay firm. Now and forever, our objective, وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمًا وَلَا حَكَمًا. Shaitan will give you these whispers. Shaitan will tell you this, that, the other. And he will say, you will come as an enemy at times. At times, you will come as a best friend of yours. Why don't you do this here? So whether he comes as an enemy or whether he comes as a wise person, still understand well. Sometimes it comes, it works this way. Shaitan has his different ways and motives. He will say, you know what? Say you are doing this for this specific purpose. Meantime, it is that fame and ego which wants you to do that. But it doesn't, it's very obscured. And he's working on the nafs to such a level that you cannot tell, is this correct, is this wrong? This is what we're speaking about. But being subservient, today is the 12th of Dhul Hijjah, 1446 here in South Africa, other places of the world, Makkah Mukarrabah, 13th day of Hajj, 13th day of Dhul Hijjah, the 6th day of Hajj for those who are performing the 6th day, going that extra mile. It's not just about obedience, where Allah Azza wa Jal also wants to see that, let's see our bandas, let's see our servants. Will they go the extra mile? We'll give them an option to do it, but how will they respond? So those hujjaj who are going the extra mile, then we really salute you. And those who do not, we don't look down upon you either. So both ways we see, this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying in these verses. Verse 203, Surah Al-Baqarah, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ, and recite the name of Allah during the given number of days. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, then whoever is early in leaving after 2 days, there is no sin on him, and whoever remains. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, and whoever remains, there is no sin on him. And what does Allah say? لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah is saying you should have that level, that highest level of taqwa. Stay that extra day. So there's no sin if you left. But if you stay that extra day, this year is a sign of true taqwa. So there's many things which have to be clarified here. Because if a person is listening to the verse, then he may ask the question. You may say, okay, but the person, وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, he stays, there's no sin upon him. So how can there be a sin upon him? So Mufti Shafi Saab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, mentions all these procedures of Hajj. And the spirit that we must have is that, and we're going to speak about as well, because we're speaking about the nafs. And when you speak about the nafs, you speak of qurbani, you speak of Habil and Qabil as well. Because that was the first qurbani that was offered by Habil. And what was his statement? When Qabil was so frustrated that he didn't submit himself to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal and to the decree of Allah, but he challenged it. And the ruling of that time was he had to present some, he had to present something, some sacrifice, something that will draw a person closer to Allah. And that which is exhumed, that which is taken away, that which the lightning strikes and you cannot see it anymore. That was how it would operate in that time. So what happened? I'm not going to go into the details of Habil and Qabil that you know already. But, you know, Habil was accepted. Qabil was frustrated because he saw, okay, here's evidence now. And this is divine evidence, lightning coming, taking away Habil's offerings. And that is accepted. That was the sign of acceptance for that time. And he, Qabil, is still sitting there and his remains, which he just brought some grains and the rest, from his, he was a farmer, and Habil, he was an owner, he was a shepherd, he owned, not a shepherd, but he owned flocks of sheep. So that offering was accepted. فَتَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ So his nafs was decorated for him, in the sense, to kill his brother. But we're going to speak about that later. But what was the essence there? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Habil said to his brother Qabil, Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts from those who are Allah fearing and they are obedient. Now one who's been involved, if you look at these days for Hajj, what? So it's 5-day Hajj, and you know, first day starting, 8th, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, then Yawm al-Arafah, then Yawm al-Nahr, then you know Yawm al-Qar. Yawm al-Qar, al-Awwal, the first day of Yawm al-Qar. You're just staying there. Where are you staying? In Mina. Because all you have to do on Yawm al-Qar is pelting of the 3 Jamarat. And then Yawm al-Qar al-Thani, that's the second day. So that's the 12th. That's the 11th. So wait, so we got we got Yawm al-Nahr is the 10th. Yawm al-Qar is the 11th. And then Yawm al-Qar al-Thani, that's the 12th, which was yesterday for the Hujjaj, if you're listening live. And if it's recorded, then you're going to listen to it at other times. The dates won't apply much. It won't correspond. Then Yawm al-Qar al-Thalith, those who are choosing, this is where that verse comes in. Those who are choosing to stay for the 13th, and they're going that extra mile for you, this is what has been referred to you. If you don't stay, no sin upon you. But if you do stay, then لِمَنِ اتَّقَى This year is for those who have that higher level of taqwa. Alhamdulillah. Now, if you see, if you just look at the manner in which the choice of returning from Mina has been given to the Hujjaj, no sin if they return on the second day and no sin if they return on the third day. What are we seeing from this verse? We are seeing that Allah Azza wa Jal is teaching you, O Ummah, we shall realize that all of this is for the convenience of one who fears Allah and obeys His commands. For he really deserves the Hajj, as he said in elsewhere, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ So only from those who are God, Allah fearing and obedient, there. That's what Allah accepts. Now, one who has been involved in sins much before Hajj continued being negligent even during the Hajj. And this was not this message of Hajj and all the ibadah didn't drive within him taqwa that he could abstain from sins even after Hajj. His Hajj is certainly not going to be of any good to him. Although the formal obligation has been there has been fulfilled. You on paper, you've done your Hajj. You call a Haji now. It says released you from the possible crime of not performing Hajj when you had the means. So going forth, and you're looking at all of this. If you carry on with the verse, wattaqullah. It was said, if you look at the verses of the Quran Sharif, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this aspect here, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, and fear Allah and be sure that you are going to be gathered before Him. So Allah is going to really gather you. There is a real reckoning that is going to take place. This must become a reality. So this last line is really the essence of all Hajj injunctions given in these verses. One must keep fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the aspect of it. Fear of Allah. So, those performing Hajj have been instructed to maintain this quality of taqwa. Whether you are staying for the 12th day or 13th day, because a person who is staying for the 13th day, that pride and arrogance still can come in him. Hey, I performed 6-day Hajj. I'm better. No. The essence here is limanit taqa. If you are staying and you're going to have that arrogance and pride, then that is going to burn up your whole Hajj and your whole future. Either aspect, maintaining the middle path here. This is important. So, we have to constantly review ourselves. What should I be doing? And in all aspects, if you're going to perform the 13th day of Hajj with taqwa, then this is going to be exceptional for you. That is going to be exceptional for you. Now I say to you, when we spoke of our little boy Ibrahim Kaji, who passed away this morning, and it was 7 years of age, what lesson can we take from this year? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in verse 155 of the Quran Sharif, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the different categories by which insan struggles and the different trials. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, you will definitely test you, Allah is telling you. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ, with fear. وَالْجُوعِ, بشيء من الخوف والجوع. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع. خوف جوع. خوف fear, جوع hunger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والثمرات. ونقص. So reduction takes place in different forms. If you just turn to the verse 155, Surah Al-Baqarah, what's this? You can see these categories. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ, wealth gone, reduction, lives reduction, and then those are fruits. Some scholars have written with thamarat refers to the project, the lineage. With thamarat, your children, your fruits, your child, your children, the fruits of your actions. He didn't leave much behind, but he left behind a son. And look at the son, how he is. So when you lose your son in this worldly life, young boy, remember something. Then this is your investment for Akhirah. There's some people who tell me that we wish that we can just have a miscarriage so that we have the investment for the Akhirah. And our son or child will be waiting there for us. So we say then to them, look, your intention is very good, But this wish of yours shouldn't be, you shouldn't ask for difficulty. Because sometimes you think you can manage that difficulty at that time. But when you are exposed to it, then it's a whole different ballgame. You submit to the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. They were pious people of the past. We mentioned it various times. They wished for this year. But that was their level, and we must just see how we can manage. Don't ask for difficulty. Because when difficulty comes, then our response may not be so good. Don't be difficult yourself. Be easygoing, but stay within the limits of Sharia. So nowhere does it say you must ask for, in fact, you must not ask for difficulty. But now the calamity is hit upon a person. What response? First you look at the verses of the Quran Sharif, and then you see reduction of lives, reduction of wealth, reduction of children, reduction of fruits. What does Allah Azza wa Jal give to you? And then just also, this year is a level to give that solace to the heart. You look at Palestine. Recently, Dr. Ala al-Najjar losing 9 of her children at once, receiving bodies of her own children without heads. Can you just imagine how that sleep going forward is going to be, if there is going to be any sleep? Then there are so many other aspects to it as well. So there's a lot of ways to console yourself. But what we mustn't do is say words, and this I'm not referring to any specific incident. I'm saying general. So general means we're looking futuristic. Anybody, myself, yourself, going forth. How do we respond to such situations? There are 2 incidents which we can take, and we'll share that with you now. But first, from Quran Sharif, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those who exercise patience, tolerance, forbearance. This year is the glad tidings for you. Who are these people? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, when they are afflicted with a calamity, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, certainly we belong to Allah, and to Him we are bound to return. We are bound to return. One of our honorable teachers, when they lost their family, then what happened? The news came to them. Only one son survived, but the response was immediate, that of submission. This is the response of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam during these days of Hajj. It's still another day of Hajj. For us, it's the 12th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawmul Qarathani, I said to you. And tomorrow is, currently for the Hujjaj, you will say Yawmul Qar al-Thalith, the 3rd day of Yawm al-Qard. They stay in Mina. After, in the afternoon, they will go and they will pelt. For those doing the 6-day Hajj, we explained that to you. So, the level of submission, going into sujood, Ya Allah, this is your decree, this is your decision, I'm not going to say any words, I'm going to submit. You know the whole incident, I'm not going to repeat it. Allah Azza wa Jal says how He called out, we called out to Ibrahim alayhi salam. You've passed the test, O Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they sent a ram from Jannah. This was the rewards. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ, like this we reward those who do good. Meaning, the response was good from the son, and فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, they both responded beautifully. And when they both responded beautifully, Allah Azza wa Jal then says in the same verses, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ, this is how we reward the good. This is how we handsomely reward the good doers. So, when was this? At the time when we had to respond, that first response. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, what is sabr? Innama sabr inda sadmati al-ula. Sabr is at that, just when that calamity occurs, what is that response? That patience is then. Because the woman was, she was crying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was by the qabristan. That is why women shouldn't go, because the emotions goes out of hand. And recently, the amount of women going to qabristan, you should be concerned of this year. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the female, ittaqillah wasbiri, fear Allah and exercise tolerance, patience. She said, you don't know who I am, you don't know what I'm going through with the difficulties. That's where this hadith comes from. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone told her, innahu nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't you know that is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She went to the door of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was embarrassed, she knocked, she didn't find any guards there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama sabr inda sadmatil ula. Now you can say this, that, the other. The real practice of patience is on the onset of the heat of that difficulty. How is your response? The test, the trial is knocking you. How do you respond at that time? This year is Iman. You want to test your Iman. How do I test my Iman? So now I am reminding you, I'm speaking to you. So you, now you alert, you're aware, hey, something occurs, okay, he just said now. But let few days go by, let few weeks go by. A cup falls, what's your immediate response? Is your response that to how we normally respond? You know, the S word and the F word and this word and that word. What's the response at that time? That will determine your level of Iman. Sometimes you'll make a mistake, you'll, whatever it is, but reflect. Did I respond correctly or not? That means my Iman, if I didn't respond correctly, was not good. So go back, work on it again, and see again. That is what? We fall, we crawl, and we stand tall again. That's the lessons of life. The lessons of life, you fall, you crawl, and you stand tall again. And you'll fall again, but falling doesn't mean you give up. Falling means you stand up again. And there is, you just, every message that we give to you, it's just like Ghaza is staring at us in our eyes and saying, but look at us, we are standing firm. Our structures, our children, we also may be laying on the floor under rubble. But Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. This Qurbani continues for them. For us, you'd say today is the last day. But for them, it's continuing. And it will continue until they say Masjid al-Aqsa is given back to this Ummah. This is what they are offering for this Ummah. Real life lessons. So their structures are down, but they say Allahu Akbar. Our structures are up. It's fortified. We're moving in strong cars, this, that, the other. But where is truly where we can say Allahu Akbar from the heart? So what is you reciting your takbir at-tashriq? That is between after every salah, which is wajib upon the Ahnaf. And this year you will say loudly for the males, softly for the females. For us here in South Africa, on this Tuesday, the 13th, it will stop. Dhul Hijjah 13th and Asr, after Asr will be your last, after that you stop. Others, you can see your areas. And if this is a repeat, then ignore the message. But see how you will respond at different times. What is the call of the time? That's what it is. So when the news came to our teacher that your son Yunis has survived the rest, and this also the conveying of information, it shouldn't be, hey, you know, you lost your children. Understand the emotions, and the way you present it to that person may just make it easier for that person to respond. A person's about to leave the world, and you start shouting him because he doesn't want to say La ilaha illallah. You're frustrating that person. From there, you take a lesson. You take a lesson. You are going to frustrate a person to the point that they're going to become rebellious. Then just sit back and see what way can I activate this person. Because if they're just going to go into rebellion to the Akhirah, then you were the cause of this, when you could have just dealt with it a little bit differently. That's why it's a highly sensitive moment, and your response at that time should be extremely sensitive, calculated. And that is why all these rules are there. If the person says it once, you don't have to go and say it again, and force the person and hold him. No, that's not the way. La ikraha fid deen. There's no force. And sometimes a person may not say it, but that doesn't make him a harabi or so. Even some scholars have written, even if they say other words, still we should just see at that time what has happened. Like, look at great scholars, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah. They told him, but he said, not now, not now, not now. You see, you great scholar, and you're saying not now. Afterwards, he said, no, Shaitan told me that you're free from me now. So I said, not yet, not yet, not yet. That was Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah. So the response at that particular time, at the calamity, this is vitally important. And this is what we learn at every moment of our life. But this is the thing, this is the aspect. Allama Busairi rahimullah, in the first chapter, he spoke to us, told us about growing old and respecting gray hair, respecting the messengers, the warders, that gray hair that's coming out, all of this. And then we spoke there about honoring old people and the rest. But this question still is very, very, it's something that is biting, and it should bite us for the rest of our lives. As you're getting older, you tend to have this mindset, okay, I'll change, I'll change, I'll change. But as you get older, it's very difficult to change. Because you already, what do old people say? Don't tell me all these things. I'm already set in my ways. You can't change me now. This machine has been working now for 60 years in this way. Now you want to come and tell me to do it in another way. Very, very confusing. Don't tell me anything like that. They tell you this. So as you know, referring back to our stanza, from youth till death, you have to make sure that you're obeying Allah and His commands, so that it makes it. Yes, there are those exceptions where people worshipped and worshipped and worshipped Shaitan himself, and look at him, then what happens? Humiliated. So those occasions do occur. But remember, as you are striving in this pathway, if you are true and sincere, your end will be true and sincere. Look at Mulana Yunus Patel, rahimullah. True and sincere. And Allah Azawajal rewarded him with a death of such nature. So training your nafs from birth to death. وَلَا تُتِعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمًا وَلَا حَكَمًا. And do not obey them both. Both meaning nafs and shaitan. As they are an enemy, as an enemy if they present themselves, or as a wise person. فَأَنْتَ تَعْرِفُ كَيْدَ الْخَصْمِ وَالْحَكَمِ. For you know well the deception of such an enemy or a wise person. This person, this jinn, this, you get from both. They say one thing and they're doing something else. And Quran Sharif in Surah Ibrahim highlights this year. But let's go to this year. Sayyidina Ibrahim, the son of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we're speaking about here. He passed away under the age of 2, right? And there was this sense of uneasiness with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A Sahabi Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, Dakhalna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Abi Sayfin al-Qayn wa kana di'ran li Ibrahim alayhi salam. So you have the mother, the milk mother, so the milk mother's husband was there. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Ibrahim, the son of Sayyiduna Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَبَّلَهُ وَشَمَّهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him and getting close to, you know, when you embrace that baby child. ثُمَّ دَخَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at a different time later. The Sahaba and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it a different time. Wa Ibrahimu yajudu bi nafsihi. At that time, Sayyiduna Ibrahim, the son of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was taking his last few breaths. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to cry. Faja'alat ayna Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tadrifan. Tears were rolling. Started shedding tears. فقال له عبد الرحمن بن عوف فقال له عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Auf رضي الله عنه says, وأنت يا رسول الله, you are crying, you. قال فقال يا ابن عوف إنها رحمة. أو ابن عوف, this is a mercy. ثم أتبعها بأخرى فقال عليه السلام إن العين. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wept more and he mentioned these beautiful words. Memorize these words if you can. It's hadith, you'll be rewarded for going and complying with the sunnah. إن العين تدمع والقلب يحزن ولا نقول إلا ما يرضى ربنا وإنا بفراقك وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعُ وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنُ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. These eyes are shedding tears. The heart is grieved, but we will not say anything that will displease our sustainer. And by your separation, O Ibrahim, we are totally grieved by your separation. So the son of Mulana Kajidis, he's lost his son Ibrahim. And yet still the news hasn't reached him because he's unconscious. But still we will say to those listening, for you, for your future, these occasions, first, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be ringing in your brains, in your mind. The son of Mawlana Muhammad Kajiti, 7 years, Ibrahim. So learn these words. It's applicable here. It's applicable for any person who loses their family member. إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعُ وَالْقَلْبُ يَحْزَنُ وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنُ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِقَ. So the person's name will be said, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Safiya, Ya Fatima, whatever the person's name is, Ya Zawjati, my wife, Ya Zawji, my husband, so you will say these words, yeah. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُنُونَ. Surely with your, by your separation, O Ibrahim, we are totally grieved. This words here, if you see, we will not say words. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا. Yes, the eyes can express emotions. The heart will express emotions. But we will not utter, the mouth will not go to that level where we are going to utter words which is going to displease our Allah. This year is vital. Preserving your iman at that particular time as well. Following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obeying at that time as well. This is the lesson. وَلَا تُتِعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمَ وَلَا حَكَمَا. Because at that time, shaitan can come to you as a wise person and say, but you know what? Hey man, you lost a great person. Why did you just say whisper? You lose your iman then. The trial was great, but you didn't respond great. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam's trial was great, but his response was great too. Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam's response too was great. So we must learn to respond in this manner as well. Allah grant me hidayah. You Hidayah, I'll end off with this year. It is Fatima radiallahu anha. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to go on a journey, first house, last house, he would stop by is her house. Coming back first house after the masjid is her house. Just to reduce that, the separation. So you knew the bond they enjoyed. But towards the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on his last few moments, and he passes away. But what are the words of Fatima radiallahu anha? Ya abatah, ajab rabban da'ah. Ya abatah, jannatul firdausi ma'wah. Ya abatah, ila jibreel anan'ah. O my beloved father, you've responded to the call of your sustainer. O my beloved father, jannatul firdaus is your abode. O my beloved father, Jibreel alayhi salam will come and we will give him the news now that you are no more. Meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to receive revelation, but to comfort her soul, she says these words. Doesn't mean a reality, but to comfort her soul, she says these words, that we will now give him the news that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this temporary world, but alive in his qabr. When you go there, he's alive. That is the belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He's not omnipresent where he can be in different places at different times. No. In his qabr, he is alive. When you greet, he responds. So may Allah grant us the ability and stability even at these critical times when you lose someone. Allah grant us tawfiq, understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana. عن الحمد لله رب العالمين
وأكدت زهده فيها ضرورته إن الضرورة